Well, first of all, everybody uses these words in their own way. So if one person says soul, another person says soul, what they mean is not necessarily the same. It's usually not going to be the same. And most people who use these words don't really know what they mean themselves. They can only explain it a little bit. The question really is what is the anatomy of the total of the total self? If you know what the total self is, you'll know what can be called soul or spirit. And so, in the sense of mind-body-spirit complex, Ra's talking about a threefold division of the self. Body is 3D physical, but also some 3D non-physical aspects of body, yellow ray shell, and so Ra's, there are certain time-space aspects of the 3D body that are not physical. Mind, is all the functions of consciousness and awareness and thought formation. And spirit is associated with, the least distorted portions of the total self. Now, if the total self is seven-dimensional, and so we have seven chakras that are associated with seven energy fields, we can say that some of those energy fields can be more associated with mind, and some with body, and some with spirit. Commonly, I've thought about the spirit complex as associated with the energy fields associated with six and seven chakra. But every chakra has seven subplanes and seven, 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 and it goes on and on. So you can say that chakras six and seven are associated with spirit complex, and six and seventh subplanes of chakras 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are also associated with spirit complex. In that case, spirit simply is used to indicate energy fields that are associated with the source of consciousness, or energy fields that provide the structure by which there is a mind. Okay? So you're getting very subtle into philosophy here, if you want to say what the spirit energy field is. It's not the same as mind, but it provides the basis for mind. It's perhaps the very function of sentience or awareness that allows mind to occur. Okay? It's prior to mind. That's a common usage of spirit for spirit complex. To call an entity a spirit, most people mean non-physical being. Any non-physical being is generally meant by a spirit, like in the thing we just read, right? The spirits are called here being used for 3D humans on the astral plane. Well, there are all sorts of other things happening on the astral plane, and then there are etheric beings that, if they were contacted by somebody, would be called a spirit by people who use it that way. But there's also something called higher self. And so, higher self, if you contacted higher self and you think of it as an entity, you could say that's a spirit. On the other hand, there's not a lot of rigor in how people are using the word spirit. In terms of what is the self, the self has seven energy fields, is therefore seven-dimensional, has three nexi of basic awareness. And so there's the conscious mind, which is associated with mind-body-spirit complex. There's higher self as a sub-logos. And there's the seven-dimensional totality complex, which is the resource for higher self. in all of that, there's also an aspect of the reincarnating mind-body-spirit complex that it persists over multiple lifetimes, but is not the same as higher self. In my understanding, that's how I use the word soul. I use the word soul to indicate that portion of the mind-body-spirit complex, or very close to how Ra uses the term significator of mind-body-spirit, the integration of the significators, as what receives distilled love light from the spiritual work done by all the self, by all of an entity's reincarnational experience, learning over a lifetime. Where is that held? It's not held in my physical body. It persists after the body. It's not held in my mind either, because obviously I'm not conscious of all the development of this lifetime or any lifetime or the series of lifetimes that led up to now. Obviously, I'm not conscious of it. You can say that's held in the deep mind. Where is the deep mind? It's obviously not connected to the body or not tied only to the body. It persists after the body dies. It's associated with, I would say, the spirit complex of the mind-body-spirit complex that is not itself the higher self, but is a portion of the higher self, but it's something greater than the conscious mind or body of a certain incarnation. So you've got the experience of a single incarnation, a mind-body-spirit complex in incarnation. The sense of self is associated with the conscious mind. Whatever I am today is the present manifestation of a karmic stream. The nature of that karmic stream is not available to be fully known by the conscious mind, unless, you're a super adept. However, that karmic stream is not the same as higher self. It exists as a thread in the tapestry of higher self. It's an element of the totality of higher self. But there is a distillation that happens after every incarnation for a mind-body-spirit complex that is not that is held distinct from as a distinct element of the totality of higher self or the totality of our seven-dimensional self. So it gets very complicated. So I call that soul the repository of distilled love light from multiple incarnations of a mind-body-spirit complex, which is not the same as the totality of the seven-dimensional self, within which there's a higher self center point, which is not the same as that soul or that repository of multiple incarnations as well. So the essential beingness of the mind-body-spirit complex could be called soul. And higher self is higher self. I don't use the word spirit because it's too vague. But as spirit complex, we're talking about energy fields associated with higher chakras and subplanes of chakras associated with six and seven. But if you look at the raw material, and you just, you can learn a lot by yourself here, just search for the word soul. And so there are 11. I'll send the link. There are 11 results. In the first case, 2622. Ra talks about the integration of soul or spirit complex during transition from space-time to time-space in terms of the nuclear blast survivors, that their spirit complex was not destroyed. But there's an equivalence between soul and spirit complex. Next, 5415, Ra's talking about chakra energy activation without the beauty that's possible through disciplines and appreciations of personal energies, or what you may call the deeper personality or soul identity. The soul identity is associated with deeper personality. What do you mean, deeper personality? It's not of one incarnation. Well, Rod talked about higher self as magical personality. Krishna is called a divine personality. So the persona, the personhood experience ends at higher self. Higher self is the last persona, and it's a magical persona, but it's the end of personhood in the octave, in my experience, in my understanding. So a deeper personality or soul identity, in this case, I think, is the personality of higher self, which is unique and has a selfhood. It's not an essential selfhood and it's apparent selfhood, but it is some kind of ahamkaric product of a sense of self. 4715, Ra talks about the newly dead being offered a perspective, the newly dead soul, meaning entity, being offered a perspective and a place to view, do life review from the indigo body from a higher self. So there's a difference between the person who died as a soul, or the, you know, metaphysical aspect of the person distinct from higher self and indigo body. Mind is not a being, and spirit complex is not a being. No, the mind is a complex. The spirit is a complex, and the way Ra uses it. There's a difference between mind or spirit as a vehicle, which is an equipment of the seven-dimensional self, or equipment of the mind-body-spirit complex entity, but not an entity or an agent. So, the logos, you can say that higher self uses, higher self is the agent, higher self is the entity that is using or experiencing the vehicles of mind-body-spirit complex, in which mind is a complex system associated with different chakras that has certain functions. Likewise, spirit in that usage is a vehicle of higher self as a portion of the mind-body-spirit complex that has certain functions in the totality of the mind-body-spirit complex, and therefore under the direction or associated with higher self as another vehicle of its expression and experience. Well, transformation of mind is transformation of mind. There is spiritualization of mind, which is an integration between mind complex and spirit complex. Spiritualization of mind is not a change of the entity. It's a change in the entity's functions of its vehicles. You're not letting go of anything. There isn't letting go. Letting go is also a very sloppy term. Nothing is let go of. What's happening is that thought is not arising, and awareness is freer to recognize what is. No, it's not that simple. The sense of self is a conglomerate or a composite. Ahamkara, right, as a self-fashioning. Very much like what we talked about before with whatever this is, Bhagavad-gita, I forgot the word. But whatever that was, there are ele there's an element, the sense of self is fed by the totality of the seven-dimensional self, vehicles and functions. Functions of its vehicles. So, mind body spirit complex as the incarnate aspect of the totality of self, or as a as one incarnate aspect or expression of the total seven-dimensional self, has a sense of self based on body and mind and spirit. When there's increased spiritualization of mind, there's still a sense of self. But the sense of self, I mean, sense of self is not ended until you leave the octave, really. I mean, higher self experiences unified self, and or self as light, as unity, as all is one. That's still a sense of selfhood. That any remaining sense of selfhood isn't dropped by anybody but a fourth stage awakened being, which is really one who's seventh density, eighth density, or you know, completed the path. So spiritualization of mind is just an increased. Function allow is an increased seeing represents increased functionality of mind where there's greater seeing of what is. Seeing is not the same as the fashioning of mind. Mind seeing or revealing is a kind of spiritualization of mind. At that point, though, there's still a sense of self. It's just a more spiritualized or expanded sense of self. Or less physically identified, or therefore less attached to material desires or material seeking, but there's still a sense of self. So, as the mind is increasingly spiritualized with faith, but not only faith, and particularly by insight, I mean, the real means by which mind is spiritualized is successive awakenings. And that's not just the four stages of awakening in Buddhism, but any contact with intelligent infinity, or any accessing of six chakra, six and seventh chakra activity by the mind complex. They're not the same. That's why Ra said mind, body, spirit. Body, mind, spirit. They're three aspects of function of this expression of the higher self. But the sense of self pervades the whole system, the whole seven-dimensional selfhood or seven-dimensional bodies, seven-dimensional energy fields, chakras, bodies, its totality still retains a sense of self. It's just that as we do meditation and we're experiencing many insights, actually, many successive droppings of mental process or mental self, form identifications. I am body, I am mind, I am these thoughts, I am my feelings. All those identifications are weakened by increasing samadhi and meditation and sila, by, not sila, but sati, mindfulness and insight. Weakens and weakens the attachments to body mind identification, or the attachments to body and mind that are associated with identification with body and mind. Those are weakened, but there's still a sense of self. So if you say a spirit, you're talking about an entity. If you're talking about spirit complex, then we're talking about fields of the mind body spirit complex that are associated with higher dimensional life, basically. And reality beyond mental fashioning. Well, I think you're the first point is that mind body spirit complex is not three, it's one. The three is one. So this of the seven dimensional self, these three points, mind body spirit complex, higher self, and totality complex and seventh density. These three nodal points of awareness in the seven-dimensional self is really one. It's one true simultaneity. It's one life with one awareness that has that can be differentiated to different nodal points with their limited awareness. And so you can say that mind gets this from spirit. Or mind is spiritualized, or there's a greater linkage between mind and spirit, but really it's a progressive dissolution of distortions produced by mind that lead us to an experience of body, mind, and spirit as three distinct aspects or elements. I mean, ultimately, mind, body, spirit complex is one life or one field. And so, along the way, one making certain differentiations, this is from spirit and this is from mind, I don't think is very helpful, frankly. There's gradual dissolving of the separate experience of body, mind, spirit along the path, and then in 3D. And then in the higher dimensional experience, at the level of higher self, eventually and beyond, these three aspects of the seven-dimensional self are known as one. The mind-body-spirit complex, Atman, and seven-dimensional complex, known as one. Well, I think it's not that important to analyze particular experiences in mind to determine if this is, its particular relation to spirit complex. The path is increasing spiritualization of mind and increasing unification of the experience of mind, body, spirit, and increasing freedom from personal bias and personal distortion for all of us. The higher complex, a measure of how well any complex is, or a measure of overall development of mind body spirit complex is going to be to some degree associated with how clearly we can see the other complexes. Meaning, it's not a good way of putting it, but our common development of mind, the common not highly potentiated mind complex, conscious mind. Not so highly potentiated, is aware of body and mind. right? I'm aware I have a body, or I think there's this thing here called I call it my body. And then I'm aware that there is this mind thinking function that's distinct. And I'm a person different from you as a person. So our point of awareness is midway in the mind. So we're aware of body and mind. When there's greater spiritualization of mind, one is more aware of levels of mind because one's perspective is more in the spirit complex. And then one is more operating from sixth chakra than from four or five. So when we're operating more from fourth and fifth chakra, we're aware of body and deeper self-understanding of personal psychology and deeper understanding of personal spiritual development, even. But there may still be a strong attachment to identification, attachment to mind, meaning identification of selfhood as body mind. When one really knows, I am not this mind is not me. When one really knows that, that knowing comes from the point of consciousness being more associated with spirit complex than the mind complex. One is no longer operating mainly from blue green, but more so from indigo blue green. When one's operating more so from indigo blue green, one is aware, I am th this whole mind is a vehicle. This mind is a vehicle, just as much as the body is a vehicle. So the body is the vehicle for me, my mind, myself, in the physical world. The body mind is a vehicle, likewise, of spirit, or of me, knowing that me, this is the rising point of awareness, me as non-physical, or me as physical, non-physical, metaphysical blend, is not the mind as well. And then eventually one can realize that the whole seven-dimensional self is a vehicle of the logos. Then one is in logoic consciousness or logoic identification. So where the point of the relative point of the progressively rising point of identification is able to perceive lower or prior levels, prior or lower levels of the vehicle of the total self, or prior complexes of development. So identification as personality, I am aware of body and some level of mind. When the person really is seated in I am that I am, or more so in sixth chakra activation, one is very quite aware that this mind is not I either. And all personality patterns are some blend of clarity and distortion that have been added on over the centuries by me, who is not simply body mind, who is greater than that. And then one can realize that one is the source of mind body spirit complex, not simply the beingness. That the spirit complex experiencing mind body, I am that I am, experiencing phenomena through the vehicle of mind body spirit complex. The whole thing is a vehicle. So it's sort of a measure of how evolved a being is as to how much they've disidentified from prior complexes. From lower density or more dense, or not more dense, but more coarse, more gross complexes. So eventually, the person, so progressively, the person first lives like an animal, then they live like a personality with a body, then they live as an adept who is aware that I am not body or mind, and then they're living as, unified beingness or higher self. Aware that mind, body, and spirit, the whole thing is a vehicle. And then eventually one can live at the logoic point or with logoic identification, knowing that the totality of the seven dimensional vehicles, seven dimensional self, the seven energy bodies of the seven dimensions, is itself part of the equipment. and not the agent. So you get the sequence there? Yeah, the next level of freedom is knowing that this body and the mind and the personality are all vehicles or portions of the equipment, and that I'm neither this body, and nor am I this mind. That doesn't mean that I'm not responsible for it. I'm responsible for it, but it is not I. It is clothing worn by I. But first we distinguish and separate in order to unify and combine. So the alchemical process is, which is a metaphor for the spiritual development process, spiritual path, begins with clear distinguishing or separating, recognizing distinction. Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you see, the problem really is, I mean, which is most common, is identification with mind. And so one can distinguish, one can, when whether it is or your case or not, when there's heavy identification with mind or personality, then it would be harder to distinguish spirit complex from mind complex. Absolutely, as you say, true intuition arises out of the spirit complex, and it's distinct from personal generated thought. And that's the difference between thinking and knowing, or seeing and therefore knowing, seeing what is and knowing what is, distinguished from thinking about and calculating and figuring out what I think is. So thinking about what is distinct from seeing what is and thereby knowing. And that's, I think, a distinction between spirit complex activity and mind complex activity. Spirit complex activity is not thinking. It's knowing and seeing and being. Or being, which allows a seeing that leads to knowing without thinking. That's of spirit complex. While thinking and calculating or figuring things out and fashioning is of the mind complex. Yeah. You'll know that you're more centered in spirit complex when you're more aware of the experience of being. And being is not the same as doing. It's the being that does. But being, non-doing being, the experience of non-doing being, is an experience of spirit complex more so than mind. And from that vantage point, one sees and knows that one is not the mind. The mind is a vehicle and a function, but not the agent that does. And that's where Don got tripped up a lot, talking about personalizing in a certain sense. It's not personalized, it's personifying almost the archetypes, and say, does the spirit, you know, does the matrix of mind do this, and the catalyst of mind does that. These are functions of the mind complex that are associated with evolution of mind, or the evolution of being in 3D. Yeah, that would be mind arrogating to itself some presumption that it is of the spirit complex. And so that would not be helpful. The point is, just keep working with love wisdom. Seeing, thinking clearly, accepting personal process as much as possible, totally, and forgiving, and getting beyond, you know, blame. But just consider that you really are not this mind, and there is a dwelling for mind in being. That recognizes one is not mine. That's of spirit complex and of higher self. So, I think that's enough for now. Okay. So thank you again. And always an interesting discussion, and I'm glad you're going deeper. It's getting deeper. So take good care. See you next time. Happy 2018, and good night.